Watch this here. So I'm going to address it. Let's talk about legacy. It is our job to leave a legacy, but not just our job. It is what you were created for. Scientifically, anything that has life, anything, bacteria, virus, any carbon-based creatures, plants, people, herpes, which is in viruses, but all of it has two purposes. If it's living, biologically, it does two things. It replicates itself and then passes on information to the next generation. That's the only two. Listen, every cell in your body is doing that right now. And since you are a combination of cells working in harmony, that's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to replicate yourself. If you can't have children, you replicate in someone. This is legacy, right? Then you pass on what you know to the other generation. Plants do this. Plants create other plants. A blade of grass creates another blade of grass, but how it survived in that generation, it passes on to the next generation. This is why grass is pretty much indestructible. This is why a volcano can erupt and create nothing but charcoal land, and a bird can come drop something and grass will start growing. Because life itself is meant to do two things. Watch it. To replicate itself and to pass on generation to the pass on information to a generation. So it's your job to leave a legacy. Make sense? Mm-hmm. It's your job to replicate and leave a legacy. All of you understand, even if you didn't understand the way I said it biologically, you don't have to because it's imprinted in your DNA. Make sense? Here's what you're missing. It is your job, yours, to create legacy for people who cannot create it for themselves. That's your job. That is also your job. What if bees that bees are part of like 7 or maybe 11, I can't remember the number, different species that this world needs. Plankton is one. Plankton is a little bitty microscopic. Well, it's not totally microscopic, but really small in the ocean. Whales eat plankton by the tons, but they feed the whole world, so to speak. And then they eat as well and take all the toxins out the water. So when we eat fish, we ain't getting poisoned. Make sense? Okay. That's something if you take away from the world, everybody dies. Because if the animals start dying, then the plants in the water start dying. The plants in the water start dying, then the animals die in the sea. If the animals die in the sea, then the land animals who eat the animals in the sea die, and then the whole world gets destroyed. What if plankton became selfish and said, you know, I'm not doing it anymore. I wonder if bees only pollinated with dandelions. What if bees became racist? Wow. Think about that for a second. What if bees were like, yellow flowers. I don't fool with them yellow flowers. They taking our good jobs. Make sense? We would all die. Bees inherently understand that I have to pass down. I have to create a legacy for this world. Even if they're not saying that, even for the flowers who can't do it itself. This is why you got palm trees in both California and Texas. Does that make sense? That don't make sense at all. But the bees weren't racist or prejudiced. All right, so you can tell the quality of a man by what he does for those who can do nothing for him. Dale Carnegie said that, not me. You can tell the quality of a man by what he does for those who could do nothing for him. And that's your job. Not just to create a legacy for your son, but to go back to your parents and help them die with a legacy that you are now in a relationship with them. I know she was on drugs, talking about myself, but you can't let her die thinking you hate her, talking about myself. If that hit you, let it hit you, but talking about myself. We have a responsibility to create legacy, even for those who cannot do it themselves. I'm not telling you go out there and be poor helping people, but I am telling you, if you got some information, do a YouTube video, put it out there, do something, inspire somebody. And then in your own family, don't take care of this world and change it. And you didn't even bother changing your family tree.
Come on.